You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to the action on Good Friday, 1:20 start time on William Hill Racing Radio with Bobby Beavers, Tom Morley and Andrew Mount in the studio. Good Friday, of course, nowadays means the all-weather championships at Lingfield. Plenty to look forward to there, including the Easter Classic and the all-weather mile. Those are the two big races on a very good card. We've got Bath and Newcastle alongside that as well. My name is Mark Walton, joined by Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
I'm very well indeed, Mark. Very well indeed. Getting ready for doing my little bit of Easter egg hunting over the next few days. You know what I mean? Always good fun, that.
Yeah.
And who knows? The Easter bunny may turn up to you, but maybe not a good idea, really, looking at you.
very kind as always there, Pimmy. Obviously, we never used to have racing on Good Friday, did we? Now look at it. The All-Weather Championship's going from strength to strength, and looks like we're going to have another good day.
Oh, fabulous racing, and the forecast is really good, so hopefully that'll bring out the crowds to Lingfield tomorrow afternoon, and they put some great prize money on. And again, the purists of the race go, I thought, racing on Good Friday, that's maybe not a good thing, but it just proves that if you put on good prize money, put on good racing, you're going to get well supported and hopefully you're going to get a big turnout. So ticks in the boxes, I think, well done.
Yeah, very much echo those sentiments. We'll have a look at some of the big races at Lingfield in a moment or two, but the whole weekend of racing is superb. Very big Easter Monday in Ireland as well, because we've got the Irish Grand National. At the time of recording this, 8-1 co-favourites of 3, pair of brown eyes, any second now on Burroughs Saint. 2A per me is 10-1, 11s for jury duty, 11-1 Discorama, 14-1 total recall, 16s or bigger prices for the others. We've recorded this before, we've actually got decks through, so it's still a bit of a guessing game. And at the moment, Gordon Elliott has half the field nearly, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. I think he's got 14 entered. If he declares all 14, absolutely stunning. I think two things you've got to think about here is, A, you know, to have 14 horses in your stable, that's good enough to be running in the Irish National. Did he have 11 in the English National? I mean, that is some wealth of talent to have in your grasp, you know. And logistically, just trying to do that, like getting all those horses to Cheltenham as he did, getting them all to Aintree, slightly less difficult for him in his native Ireland. But even so, to get there, all the tack, boots, rugs, everything else. It's just a blooming thing where, you know, you've got to have great staff, you've got to have great coordination, and that's got to be run like military precision. So, you know, it's great position to be in, but also it's a position where your whole team has to be on the money.
It's certainly quite a feat to even just get them there, like you say. Jury duty, the shortest price of his runners at the moment, at 11-1. Obviously, 8-1 the field, Pimmy. Have you got an early selection for us?
No, I just think, again, 8-1 the field is giving us great value for money. You know, you're in with a shout each way with everything that's going to take its place. I'd maybe just watch and just see how the market fluctuates, if there's a little bit of a market mover. And who knows, before the big day, we might just even have a Gordon Elliott special somewhere along the line.
Maybe. Can't promise anything at this point. But...
Well, no, but if they're listening, if those lads are listening upstairs on floor 3, yeah, we might have planted a seed.
Hopefully so. Right, let's concentrate on matters close to hand, though, because we do have some very good racing on the all weather on Good Friday, of course. We're going to look at the last four races on the card. We'll go into more detail probably in the later ones, but we'll start with the 3:05. This is the all-weather sprint championships condition stakes. 3:05 post time. We do have betting out on the site as well already, I believe. So in the 3:05, the market is headed by Catchy at 4-5. 7-1 for Encrypted. 9-1 Forza Capitano. Also 9-1 for George Bowen. 14s then for Encore d'Or and Stone of Destiny, and 20-1 or bigger prices for the remainder. Catchy, the short price favourite, and we know what he's all about, Pimmy. He'll blast out there and he'll set early fractions and see if he can hold on.
Yeah, again, that's all he is. All about speed, isn't it? He's lightning quick. He's a course and distance winner. He's short at 4-5, but he warrants to be that price. He's very difficult to oppose. And I think, you know, he's the one they've all got to beat. Interesting enough, what you said about tomorrow's team. Billy Beavers, Andrew Mount, Tom Morley, and yet he's two runners in this race. Does that tell its own story?
Well, he's already emailed in a few days ago, saying that he knows he's on the podcast and can he not record during these times because he wants to watch his runners. Now, if he didn't think they'd have a chance, I presume he wouldn't want to watch them.
Well, I think it's going to an extreme if he's not going to watch them. I mean, but not actually being there, I think might tell his own story.
He doesn't like that kind of thing, does he? He doesn't like going racing.
No, he doesn't. I don't think he likes horses, to be fair. But
bizarre is an owner.
There's something along there that gives him a little bit of a buzz. But yeah, I think his horses are big each way prices, and they're more than likely there to run into a place and pick up a bit of prize money. But Catchy is the one. They've all got a Catchy.
Very good. Catchy, the selection in that 3:05 then. The 3:40 is the three-year-old race on the card, the three-year-old all-weather championship condition stakes. Got a good field there as well, a field of 12 taking part. Pizzicato, the 4-1 market leader, 9-2 Charming Kid. Deep Intrigue, rather, is 9-2, 11-2 for Deputize. Concierge is 13-2, 12-1 or bigger prices for the remainder, and an altogether more open-looking betting heat this one,
Pimmy. Oh yeah, very competitive. Again, great prize on offer, just over 93 grand to the winner. I can see where they're coming from with Deputize being the favourite. He's been in great order of late. Readied winner at Wolverhampton the last time we saw him. And obviously, we like William Haggis as a trainer because often we know that his horses are going to progress. 132 days absence, won't bother him at all. Got to be a major player tomorrow afternoon. As to his Charming Kid, he's been in great form for the Fahey Yard. He beat Empire Line last time we saw him at Dundalk. David Nolan doing the steering aboard that one. And the other one that I thought was interesting was obviously the Mark Johnson runner, Deep Intrigue. Admittedly, he got beat when he was 15-8 shot behind Fanar last time at Lingfield. But I do feel that, again, dropping back in trip could well suit him. And at 9-2, for me, he possibly represents a little bit of each-way value.
Deep Intrigue could be the each-way call then at 9-2. On to the 4:15. This is one of the big races on the day on Good Friday. This is the Easter Classic, all-weather middle distance championship conditions race, a mile and a quarter in front of them. 200 grand in prize money for this as well. A field of 8 set to go to post, and unsurprisingly, Wissahickon at the top of the market at 4-11. 11-2 for Matterhorn, 12-1 Courthouse, 14s or bigger for the rest. Priced up as if this is Wissahickon's race to lose, Pimmy, and Matterhorn, according to the betting, the only one that should really get anywhere near.
I mean, listen, he's been in fantastic form, this
Wissahickon.
A Wissahickon.
Yeah, that's the
one. Okay. It's obviously American, that, isn't it? Sounds like something you'd have with your burger. You know what I mean? But no, he's been in rampant form. He's with the right connections. He won't get beat, will he? The chasing for places. Again, Morley's represented with Pactolus, who, again, has been in reasonable form of late, but more than likely in at the deep end here. But fourth picks up just over 9 grand, so well worth having a punt at. And Matterhorn, who slightly disappointed at Kempton last time in listed company when he was a 5-6 favourite. Again, often we can forgive Mark Johnson's a disappointing run for whatever reason. Prior to that, he's been in tough and consistent form. But again, on official ratings, there's only one winner. Wissahickon.
We've actually got a special on the website already as well. So if you do fancy Wissahickon strongly, you don't want to take the 4-11. If you think he can go on to win by over 3 lengths, 6-4, can I tempt you with that?
You definitely could tempt me with that, yeah. Because, again, I think he's all class. He's all quality. And I think 3 lengths and that 6-4 price, actually, is quite juicy.
On to the final race we look at. The 4:45 final race on All Weather Championship Day is the All-Weather Mile Championship, a mile in front of them, of course. A field of 11 set to go to post for this one. And the market is headed by Kaiser Soze, who's 4-1. Oh, This Is Us, 11-2. Straight Right is 6-1. 7-1 for Documenting. Indico is 15-2. 9-1 for Card Sharp. And 10-1 are bigger prices for the remainder. 4-1 the field. Competitive stuff. Good runners as well, Pimmy. Nice races.
Oh, yeah, proper little race, this. And Kaiser Soze, interesting, 13-8 favourite when it won at Newcastle. That was over 7 furlongs, mile and 1 yard tomorrow afternoon. It beat Gallopoli by 3 parts of a length. That form's pretty solid. again, represents a stable that's in good form, and you definitely have him in the mix, no two ways about it, looking for a hat-trick of wins. Nice to see that the North represented with David Barron's above the rest. He was a nice winner at Wolves the last time we saw him. We've got Card Sharp for the Mark Johnson Yard, and we've got O'Meara with Salatine. David O'Meara's horse has been in great form of late, and Archie Watson can do no wrong as well at the start of the season. I have to think Silver Quartz has a little bit to find there tomorrow afternoon. But at 9-1, I'm going to go Card Sharp. He's tough, consistent, disappointed when he was a 4-7 shot last time out. Again, we're going to forgive him that disappointing run. He can bounce back to some sort of form tomorrow afternoon. And again, at 9-1, for me, he represents good each-way value.
That's the selection for Pimmy then, Card Sharp at 9-1. If you cast your mind back 12 months, Pimmy, I'll give you 10 English pounds if you can tell me the trainer of the winner last year.
Of this race?
Yeah.
10 English pounds. That's making that's amazing.
Stop cheating.
Yeah, go on then. I haven't a clue.
Look at that. Joël Bazenard. I don't know that is. Our French raiders,
weren't I just was going to say that, but it slipped my memory. Yeah.
That he's French, not Irish.
But there you go. Languages are never my strong point. In fact, I'm trying to find what is my strong point, but it'll come to me shortly.
Okay.
Yeah. But we haven't really got long enough for this podcast because people will be asleep by then.
Let's leave it there then. Thank you very much, Pimmy. Been an absolute pleasure as always.
Listen. Happy Easter, listener. Happy Easter. Enjoy the hunt. Enjoy the eggs. And more importantly, back some winners.
Hopefully so. Good luck to you if you are having a bet on Good Friday. You can listen to all of the action on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. Bobby Beavers, Tom Morley and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio, all with a Championships Day at Lingfield, accompanied by Bath and Newcastle. So plenty to get stuck into. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.